ladies and gentlemen, to the Carolina Conversation. I'm your host, Shimon Williams, and we have one of the greatest players to ever play at the University of North Carolina with us today. He finished high school as a 2005 first-team Parade All-American. He was a 2005 McDonald's All-American. He was four times ACC first-team. He was 2008 ACC Player of the Year. He was 2008 National Player of the Year. He was, if I'm not mistaken, 2008 ACC Tournament MVP. And he was a 2009 National Champion at the University of North Carolina. Ladies and gentlemen, we have none other than the Tyler Hansborough.
Man, thanks for having me on, man. That's a hell of an introduction, but I appreciate it. Yeah.
Hey, you know the greatest thing about that, Tyler? I didn't have to lie. Didn't have to see about it. And so with that being said, it's an introduction that you probably, you know, like, of course, you're thankful of having, but more importantly, it's an introduction of the accomplishments and the things that you've done. So, I mean, you say like introduction. I mean, hey, man, that's big time work that you've done, you know, as a basketball player at the University of North Carolina. But the, you know, the greatest thing I don't think people get a chance to do, which this podcast does, is get to talk about the person a little bit more, because they only get to see us in certain environments. And so a person of your stature and held in high regard at the University of North Carolina, not only by the fans, but the brothers as well. I mean, we know you, but the people don't get to know, you know, get a chance to know you. So, you know, we want to be a little bit intimate about it. So how are you doing, man?
Yeah, I'm doing great. Working out in Chapel Hill, still getting in the Smith Center every once in a while and able to work out there. But yeah, I'm still playing overseas. I still love the grind.
No question.
I'm sure you like the grind.
No question.
Guys like us, you know, part of the reason why I love the game so much is because I love waking up. I love preparing. I love putting in work. I love, you know, working on my game and still trying to find ways to improve at 35 and trying to score in different aspects. And so hopefully I'm going to finish the year up playing basketball somewhere overseas. I've been in China the past 3 years playing the CBA, Chinese Basketball Association. And I've really had a good time playing overseas, and it's not something that I would have thought in high school that I would enjoy so much. You know, when young players really open their mind up to going overseas and playing basketball, you know, Shimon, you know, you're a great overseas player. Mm-hmm. Overseas, playing overseas really makes you work on games – part of your game that you've never really worked on, because overseas basketball is the most cutthroat basketball in the world. If you're not performing, you're out. And
no question.
Don't realize that. I really like that aspect of like trying to improve certain areas of my game and work on it. And I still enjoy it.
Yeah. I think it's tougher to play overseas than it is to play in the NBA, in my opinion. And it's great that you're still continuing to do that. And like we were speaking earlier, I said the greatest thing about, you know, it wasn't a question where you really working out. We know you're going to work out. You know, that's just like, that's just in us. That's in our DNA. But I said to you, when you do decide to finish playing in another 15 years, you'll find yourself continuing to work out. And then you'll say, well, wait a minute. I don't have any games to play. And so, you know, it's great that the kids get to see you in that environment, because they get a chance to see, you know, hopefully if they really, really pay attention, they get a sense of what it takes to play at that level.
Yeah.
And so, you know, a great thing that we got a chance to see the other night, you did the color for the UNC Northeastern game. Man. And so for me, seeing you there and hearing you and things like that, I thought you did a phenomenal job. But for me, my question was, who twisted your arm?
Yeah, so it's not really in, you know, I'm a pretty quiet guy, you know that.
No question.
The game happened so fast because of COVID. They had a cancellation. And I think the way it just came about, they might have been short staffed. So someone hit me up, was like, hey, would you want to do the color? and Eric Coots, and he hit me up, and I was like, and I was thinking in my mind, I was like, well, we got to start thinking about outside basketball, you know, what are you going to do once basketball is over? And
right.
So I was like, well, this might be something I'll explore. I'll see if I like it or not. Good opportunity. And it was on ACC Extra. So I was in my mind, I was like, there's not going to be that many people watching the game because it's on ACC Extra. But I enjoyed it. It's kind of a learning experience. The one thing mistake I did have was it's weird when you have an earpiece in and you're telling a story and then someone starts talking and then I stop and I'm starting to listen to the person in my ear, like count down. And that's one thing that did kind of catch me off guard, but I felt more comfortable as the game went on.
Yeah.
And as you know, playing for Coach Smith, you know, Coach Williams, they have the same, pretty much the same offense and run the same thing. So you can almost predict what Coach Williams is going to do out of a timeout.
Right.
So in my mind, I had called three plays after timeout. Sure enough, they ran those plays. So I kind of sounded a little smarter than I was at times, but I enjoyed it.
Oh no, man. I mean, you have the characteristic that, that a lot of us share. And that's the work hard, you know, so regardless of what you do, you choose to do, you're going to be great at it because you're going to work hard at it. And so that leads me into, you know, Tyler Hansbrough. Let's go back to 2004, 2005, when you were in high school. You know, what made you come or what made you choose the University of North Carolina?
Well, coming back from my high school days, I've always been a big-time college basketball fan. Grew up watching the game, loving it. And as a small town kid in Missouri, I grew up loving the Missouri Tigers and always pictured myself playing for them. Family, I had some family members that went to Mizzou. And then Quinn Snyder was at Missouri at the time. He was recruiting me really hard. And I like Coach Snyder a lot. And but they got in some trouble and there's some issues in the program. And that kind of opened up the door for a lot of other programs. And Coach Williams was recruiting me really hard, Coach Holiday. And I built a relationship with those two. And I really chose North Carolina because of Coach Williams and Coach Holiday. And I knew about the tradition, the family, and all the former players and how tight it was. But I don't really think I really grasped it until I started coming to UNC and – you know, former players like you always coming back in the summer playing pickup, Voss always being down there. You know, that's what makes Carolina, Carolina. And looking back, if I knew what I knew now, I would have chose Carolina the instant they started recruiting me. I remember Coach Hask calling my high school basketball coach and asking about me. And I felt like I was getting better because North Carolina was recruiting me. And I never could imagine that. University of North Carolina was calling my high school and wanting me to play basketball for them because no one from my high school, I'm the only person from my high school to ever go to North Carolina to play basketball.
Right.
And so for me, it was just crazy. And it was a really good opportunity for me to represent my hometown and all the athletes that have played basketball in our program and come here and Chapel Hill, UNC has been, you know how it is. It's been great.
Yeah.
I mean, this program doesn't get the credit it deserves for the former players and the coaches that have come through here.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, I can remember the first time you coming on campus and you know, like, well, not most know, but Tyler, he's more vocal now than he's ever been in his life, but he wasn't a vocal kid. But the one thing that I did notice was that you were always in the gym. And so I'm a expand on that a little bit in a few. But when you got here, once you actually got to campus, how was things for you? How was that environment coming in the summertime for summer school? You know, how did that feel for you and what kind of impact did that have on you?
I mean, it was big. Coming here – the summer before my freshman year, I actually remember, I think you were the former player that was around the most. I'm not sure, but I remember coming late at night, coming in the Dean Dome, and I used to see you always working on your game. And you gave me a ride back to Granville a few times after we worked out. But coming, you know, any freshman, the jump from high school to Division One high-level basketball is major. And mm-hmm. so for me to come here and play in the pickup games and get a feel for that just helped me even more. And then having former players like you and other guys coming around the gym and kind of showing me, you know, how to put in the work, what this program's about. And, you know, you got to earn it. Yep. You don't just walk into UNC and take somebody's spot as a freshman and expect to have big things.
That's
so
right.
Kind of having that feel, that those pickup games, kind of getting my ass busted a few times, really made me kind of put that work in and, you know, earn everything that I got that year. And also working with the strength coach, Jonas, on my body was big for me. And Voss, no, not many people know about Voss. Voss is one of the strongest guys you can go. He is a bull. If people think I'm strong, you should bang around with Voss. I got him before my freshman year, and he really opened up my eyes and put me in the weight room. So it was good to work on my body because at that level, the guys are much stronger and much more athletic. And so coming in here and putting that work in before the season really paid off.
Yeah, I do remember you being here as a freshman. And one thing that stood out to me once we began playing, of course, I would see you in the evenings working out real hard. But the one thing that stood out to me was that every time we played, they would always pick you. And I was like, they're picking him. You know, that's a big accomplishment as a freshman, because for us, you know, at Carolina, freshman, you're lucky if you get an opportunity to play.
Yeah.
And so when I noticed that guys kept picking you and they and guys would sit on the side and allow you to play, I was sitting there, I was like, you know, what's going on? What's going on? Then when we began to play, I said, okay, you know, he's pretty good. And so I remember myself, and it was me and Rasheed, we were playing, and you were with your teammates, and you were playing really, really good. You were playing really, really good. And you had been playing good, like, for weeks. And I said – and I said, now, this kid, he's different. You know what I mean? I just knew that you were different from what I was seeing and how people respond. I said, he's different. And I remember challenging you myself. And the reason why I was challenging you, because I was like, he's on a different level than everybody else in here. And I think I got on you pretty hard. If I'm not mistaken, I was on you extremely hard.
Mm-hmm.
And you took it, and you was like, yeah, you finished playing. Y'all left. And me and Rasheed was sitting down. And if I looked at Rasheed, I said, he the real deal. I said, you know, because really, I wasn't poking at you, but I wanted to see what was in you. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And when you walked out that gym, when y'all finished that day, me and she was sitting on the side taking our shoes off. Me and she had a conversation. I said, she, that kid, that he's the real deal. I said, he's different. And I said, the respect that he gets. I mean, really, you had gained my respect then. But I was like, the respect that he gets and what he's doing, I said, man, he's just different. And she was like, yeah, Shamar. Because I guess he had got caught down there, which he was like, he's a bull down in there. And he's capable of holding his own. You know, I told people, you know, people would say, what about that freshman? I said, yeah, he's special. You know, I didn't know how special you were going to be, but I knew you were special. And so what was it about Tyler Hansburgh? Because you were a freshman, having pros, you know, pros challenge you. What was it about you that prepared you that you said, hey, you know what? He's trying to push me. He's not picking at me, or, you know, he wants to. What was it about you or your upbringing that allowed you to take that and build?
Yeah, well, the pickup games in the summer, as somebody, like, I mean, I'm playing, I'm stretching in, and I'm playing a long time in those pickup games now since then. But the pickup games, like, it seems like my first 5 or 6 years, the pickup games could get pretty rough. And you'd occasionally have to break up some people. And people went at people. And, you know, you talk a little smack. And then, you know, you might be separating a few people. I remember when Ty Lawson and Wes Miller went to the ground throwing blows. You know, I'm sure you had this. But the thing is, like, you don't see that type of – the culture now is you don't see that much anymore as far as kind of the – not really the bullying, but guys so competitive that, it almost brings them to a tipping point. You have to calm people down. And so right away that was great and having that. But something that really drove me, I would say from early on, is being from a small town and knowing that I represented my community. But not only that, is before in high school, I'm not like this much anymore, but little things used to prove me, like really used to irritate me. You know, I had so many doubters coming out from a small town in Missouri, and people used to say that, you know, you won't play at North Carolina.
That's right.
You know, you're not good enough to go to North Carolina. And sometimes that just drove me crazy. And looking back now, it's those people who make those comments. They have no clue. They have no basketball knowledge or anything. But those type of people put you in the gym and make you work on your game as much as anybody. But I would say that's what really drove me early on and kind of put a competitive fire in me.
Yeah. I call it, you have something to prove.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if you're just like this myself, but we do share a lot of similarities. People say that you and I, we have the highest light bill at the University of North Carolina Smith Center. Shimon and Tyler got the highest light bills.
But you know, the turning on the lights is so easy now. And if you go in the Smith Center all the time, you know what button to hit, and it just lights up the game lights. People who don't go in there much, they hit some buttons, and they'll turn on some lights over here. But if you're really in the gym a lot, you just hit that one button, and you hear click, 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 and all the lights start shining down. And being in the Smith Center by yourself working on the game, you know, I send video messages to my teammates that I used to play with at UNC. That floor and just being in that gym by yourself and be able to work out, it's the best gym to work out in the world. Right.
No question. No question. So how was it becoming, you know, after your freshman year, you had a great season. You were ACC player of the year. I mean, freshman of the year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how was that for you?
It was great. My freshman year, so coming off the 05 national championship team, and then a bunch of guys left, Sean May, Marvin Williams, Raymond Felton, Rashad McCants, all those guys. And some, you know, what really drove us that freshman year is not a lot of people had expectations. But coming in there, Danny Green, myself, Marcus Skinner, Bobby Frazier, Mike Copeland. I mean, we worked. We worked and worked and worked. And we listened to those people. And the one person who I thought had the biggest impact on that whole team, looking back, was David Noel. He was our senior that year.
Right.
And he really was a great leader. I think he's one of the best leaders that I've been around. Taking that team, and even though he wasn't the most vocal guy, he taught us so much that year about, you know, how to work and what it's like. And I was talking to Dave. He was in the gym just kind of shooting around, just kind of, you know, out of boredom, just in the gym getting some work in. And we were talking about a game that we really liked, our freshman year beating Duke in Cameron. And I was like, man, I think that was my favorite win of my whole career. Like, Detroit was pretty cool because we won the national championship in Detroit.
Right.
But going over to Cameron our freshman year when they had J.J., Sheldon, and they were – I'm not sure if the number one team in the country, and people kind of writing us off that year and then going over there winning on that home court, man, that was great. And I think it was because they're showing clips – before the Duke game, and they showed some clips of us, and so that was a great year. I really enjoyed that because we had probably not the most talented team, but we had some of the best competitors, and we worked really hard. And so we were all on the same page as far as trying to win and doing the right things.
Yeah. And you had a great season as well, and I think you were first team All ACC. as a freshman, which is a great accomplishment. And so David leaving and you having such a great freshman year, now going into your sophomore year, now people aren't, like you said before, thinking you are incapable. I mean, Tyler Hansborough is on the map now. People know who Tyler Hansborough is. He's a force. He's on the game. He's on the scouting report. So how was it your sophomore year, now that people are more they understand who you are and they're game planning for you? You know, what were the things that you did or needed to do to get to where you needed the team to get to?
Yeah, looking back at all 4 years at Carolina, my sophomore year, I would say, was the toughest year for me. And I say that just because I had such a good freshman year, and I think teams really scouted me, and then I started becoming the vocal point defensively. Mm-hmm. And it was an adjustment because I had to do things that I wasn't comfortable doing, and I had to really work on my game as far as positioning, where to get the ball, and different things that I wasn't used to. And so I think I made my biggest learning curve my sophomore year. Even though I didn't make the biggest jump that I wanted to, it was a very difficult year. But I think we added – I'm not sure if Ty came. I think Ty came that year, mm-hmm. Wayne, Brandon Wright. We had a really good team.
Right.
And I can't remember if Ty was my junior senior. Yeah, that was sophomore year, yeah.
Sophomore year, he came.
Yeah. And, yeah, I mean, it was a great year having I really think that team, we kind of grew as a team to kind of prepare us for later,
right.
Which you don't really see much in the in college basketball because guys are leaving so early now.
But, right.
Yeah, that was like a big learning curve because we had so much talent coming in, Ty, Brandon, Wayne, all those guys coming in, and we were just kind of learning how to – we were kind of filling each other out, and I was trying to – learn how to score in different positions and play with really talented players as well.
Right. In my opinion, I thought that sophomore year for you, I thought that it was a really intricate year for you. And I know that you may have not did with the things that you wanted to do offensively, but I thought as a total player, I thought that you grew
mm-hmm.
because it made you be more vocal, that you were looked upon to beat somebody other than just a guy that scores the basketball and rebound. You know, they were looking at you to be the pillar of the team. I really liked what I saw from you in growth. And I began to hear you talk more. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. you were beginning to embrace the whole environment of being in Chapel Hill, you know, people celebrating who Tyler Hansborough is and being comfortable with that, which I think more or less allowed you to be more vocal and people to understand that, hey, man, this is a good person. Even though, you know, he may have the moniker of Psycho T and those types of things, he's really a good person. You just have to be willing to, you know, introduce yourself or talk to him or just say hello. He's more willing to have a conversation and show you who he is if you show him who you are.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I think for most freshmen, it's such a big change. You know, people get homesick and then being away from home. And for me, being so far from Missouri, kind of like a sheltered home kid. And, you know, it was a big adjustment just coming to North Carolina and getting out of Missouri for me. So I was kind of – my eyes were wide open my freshman year. I was getting all this attention.
Right.
And I was super quiet, super shy kid.
Yeah.
So then I got more comfortable with my teammates and started opening up. And so, yeah, it was, you know, looking back, it was a great year for me personally as far as knowing my teammates and getting to know campus and some of the students. It was great.
Yeah. That's what I really enjoyed more than anything else, because I remember coming back that summer and, you know, seeing you and, you know, you were talking. I think you and actually you and my boy Bobby came down to my camp. Mm-hmm. And things like that. And I watched you, you know, of course, y'all are my little brother. So I wish that I would have recorded you two in seeing how, you know, from where you once were to where you were, especially when you were speaking to the kids. And I was like, look, man, I said, you know, like, he does a great job once he gets going or just talking. He does an awesome job of talking. You know, of course, it's okay being an introvert. That's okay. That doesn't make you a bad person. But because of your stature, kind of like the JRE syndrome, because you guys are so big and imposing, and then the way that you play the game with physicality, a lot of people think that that's your personality, which is not. It's a totally different individual. And yeah. So I was happy to see you begin to be that individual, because you work like a, you know, your work ethic was stupendous. The way that you played the game and approached things was stupendous. Now I felt like for Carolina, because of who you were, I think it was great, because now those kids that are coming in that are looking for leadership from you, now you being able to have those, that whatever dialogue you needed, you were beginning to embrace that. And I think that was really intricate, especially with you guys, with you moving to your junior year. And so with that being said, can you speak about your junior year, moving into that role?
Yeah, I mean, my junior year, I'd gotten more comfortable with my teammates. We're all real tight. And that's the thing about college is that you don't see in professional sports is like when you practice with your teammates and then you actually go home and live with them and you're around them off the court, the bond that you guys have is so much, you know, so much tighter and closer with your college teammates than you were ever with your professional teammates. Right. And so, you know, that whole group really, really grew together. And me being more vocal, comfortable with everybody, those freshmen that came in, Ty's class, Wayne, all those guys were super comfortable with everybody. And so I think it really put everybody on the same page. And honestly, to be honest with you, I think Ty had one of the biggest growths of any players I've been around from his freshman to his sophomore year. And that really opened up things for me, because Ty was so good at getting around defenders and scoring. And now he was starting to, you know, us running together, he was starting to put me in position to score and really started playing well with each other. And so I think Ty was a big reason why I had such a good year, even though he got hurt in ACC play. Mm-hmm. And he hurt his toe that year, which kind of put more opportunity and more focal point on me on the offense. And my confidence was really rolling that year, and we played well. And also Wayne Ellington, you know, he was shooting so good from outside that defenses weren't sucking in. And so really spreading things open for me my junior year. And so that was a really good year for me. The only hard part was the way that year ended. And I still think it's the toughest loss of my whole time at UNC, is a losing to Kansas in San Antonio. And the reason that was so difficult is because, you know, it kind of felt like Coach Williams coming there from his old school. I don't know. There was so much. It was such a weird vibe that we wanted, you know, not only win for us, but for Coach Williams and some of the things that they were saying about him. And I just felt like we, you know, that year didn't end the way we all wanted to, and kind of left a sour taste in all of our mouths. You know, just kind of, you know, putting us back in the gym to work that summer.
Right. Now, you know, that season that you had in 2008, man, was phenomenal. I mean, like I said, I felt like your growth, your sophomore year, really prepared you for your junior year. And I'm not going to say it was so much growth on your game, but I think from being a person and being more comfortable in that environment and the hoopla and the lights that came along with it, I think you settled down more and didn't look at it as an expectation. I think you looked at it as, you know, hey, man, I work at this every day. I'm just going to go out here and do what I'm capable of doing. Yeah. And the best thing for me, Tyler, is that season, you know, you were named Naismith Player of the Year. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's an accomplishment that many don't get an opportunity to accomplish. And so could you speak to us about getting that call and knowing that you were going to be that individual, and to kind of validate, I mean, you had already validated it anyway by being at the University of North Carolina, but validate all the things that the naysayers had said about you previously to be in that group of people.
Yeah. And so, you know, being in that group is super, super special. And it says something as a player, anybody that's in that group is how much work they put in. It also says a lot about the teammates they had and the environment, because they don't just give that to somebody who's on a losing team and they just put up stats. Right. And I remember my sophomore year, I would read some articles, maybe some people would say, and some analysts really pissed me off. And it almost felt like there was a point at the end of my sophomore year, I said, I'm not gonna read any articles. I don't care what these guys say. And honestly, I mean, the basketball knowledge that me and you have, when we read something like that, and looking back, it's just absurd that some of these things that these people think they're experts in what they say. And right. So something that really helped me is I said, I'm done with this. I'm not reading. I'm not going to watch anything. The only people I'm listening to is people in the locker room, the coaching staff, yeah. teammates, everything. And so from that, I think it really, really helped me as a player. And so I stayed in that locker room and, you know, really got my confidence up and started playing well. And it really paid off that I was really into the game just with my teammates and my coaches' staff. There was no outside pressure from anybody, no expectations. All I did was really hooping. All I did was really hoop. And I kind of lost myself in the game. And, you know, it really paid off. And when I got that award, and, you know, you see the jerseys in the rafters and, you know, coming back and kind of looking up there, you know, sometimes I still look up there. It's crazy to be up there in that blue jersey up front and being up there with the greats, and it's something special. I'll never really get over that feeling. And it means a ton. I mean, it means a world to me.
I mean, I know how it feels for you. I can know, you know, how it feels for me. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
You know, I wasn't blessed to be in that position, but I'm okay because I was able to watch an individual grow to that. You know, I played with one of those individuals. And so, you know, seeing him up there is awesome. You know, that was my teammate. But mm-hmm. at that point in time, when you came to school, I was a professional. And so to watch a kid grow and to become that, man, it's like, man, it's awesome. I mean, it's not great. It's awesome because, like I said before, I knew what you did to get it. You know what I mean? You know, those like you said, those lonely nights in the gym, you know, going back through that back door and hitting that button. And the greatest thing about it for me is, you know, I'm a worker. You know what I mean? I'm a worker. I'm not as talented as others. So it's always great to see somebody that not only has the talent, but to also have that work ethic. I think that's where you are so great for today's kids, being able to help them understand, hey, man, I was top of McDonald's All-American.
Uh-huh.
You know, I was ACC Freshman of the Year. But, man, I worked. You know what I mean? Everything that you get, Tyler, nobody can question because you earned it. And not saying there's no question anybody else, but you maximized that God-given talent to be one of the greats at the University of North Carolina, man. And it's awesome.
Yeah, and you know, it's one thing. It's like, in a way, it is kind of like a team award, though, is because, you know, you had a teammate up there because the team has to have a certain level of success to kind of to get that recognition. But, also one thing I will say is, you know, that front row, excluding Michael Jordan, I don't think they're probably the most talented players that have come through North Carolina or have the most potential. But, you know, if you put that work in and you earn everything you get, it really shows that it pays off. And I think there is kind of like this cultural shift nowadays is where – kids, sometimes they get discouraged. And when me and you back in the day, when we were playing, if we weren't playing the way we wanted, if we weren't getting the minutes, we'd go in, we'd try to bust somebody's ass in practice. We would put that work in, whatever we needed to do. Now sometimes people put their head down, start blaming things. No, I mean, I wish kids could see the way that me and you work. Sometimes you got to earn everything you get. And I think there are a lot of players out there like that now, but it is kind of shifting.
Yeah. Because the one thing that you and I shared in common was we had something to prove.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, like you said, the competitiveness was always in us, but when you got something to prove, it makes you go beyond the measure of just being okay with what's going on. You know what I mean? You say, hey, you know what? I got some work to do because I don't like what I'm doing because it's proving those naysayers that they were right.
Yeah.
There's no possible way that I want them to be right. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I commend you on that, man. And so, you know, having that great season, being Naismith Player of the Year, what was it to make you come back to the University of North Carolina as opposed to leaving and going to the NBA?
Yeah, so my junior year, now it seems like the shift is more players are leaving earlier a lot faster than when I was in school.
Right.
So I think last year I was watching something, there was only one four-year player taken in the whole draft or something like that, the Pritchard kid for the Celtics. But for me, coming back, I was still pissed off about losing in the Final Four. And for me personally, I thought 1 year wasn't going to make that big of a difference.
Right.
And me and Ty talked about it. Ty was coming back. I felt like, you know, it might have been a little different if Ty, Wayne, everybody were leaving. But, no, we were all on the same page. They were coming back. And so, for me, I had talked to Coach Williams and my family. And I looked at some other players. You know, Tim Duncan was a four-year player.
And, sure.
You know, you can be a good four-year player and then go on and be a good pro too. And so that was something that really registered in my mind. And so I wanted to come back and, you know, I'd put a lot of work in and I had a lot to prove. And I still wanted to get a title because, you know, if my jersey's on the front row and I don't have a banner hanging. And in my mind, that's, you know, mission's not accomplished. I mean, I didn't come to UNC to hang a front row. I came in and be part of one of the greatest teams to play. And so I wanted that that banner on the other end too. So
Right. So how was your senior year? You know, how was that whole year for you?
Well, for me personally, I started off with a stress fracture in my shin. So I had to sit out early, put too much work in, and got an injury. And it was like a little nagging injury, and I just kept playing on it. Finally, one day I said something to the trainer, and we got an MRI, and sure enough, it was a stress reaction, stress fracture, whatever you want to call it. And so I was out for a little bit, and that was really frustrating.
Right.
But I put a lot of work in, and I came back to school, and I was really discouraged because I turned the NBA down, and the worst thing that could happen was for you to get hurt and basically sit out a large portion of the season. And so I started off kind of hurt and eventually worked my way back in my senior year. And I really felt like our team was so good my senior year that I didn't need to score every single game. It was almost like if Ty was going, I could sit back and kind of do some other things, get a lot of rebounds, play defense. If Wayne was going, and then DG had really stepped on, Danny Green was really playing well.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we had so many role players on that team. Bobby Fraser, who to me is an ultra competitor, he could have started on so many big major D1 schools, but we had him coming off the bench. He was hitting big shots. And Deion Thompson, who is a heck of a player, was starting. We also had Ed Davis coming off the bench. I mean, so we were loaded. We had Tyler Zeller as well. Unfortunately, he got hurt for half the year. But, I mean, that team was so loaded that it was a pretty fun year. And I always felt like we were the best team on the court, no matter who we played. And I remember when we started ACC play, we actually lost, our first two games. And it was really discouraging, but we figured it out and we had things rolling. And it was a good year. I think something that really helped us for the tournament, though, is losing in the ACC tournament. A lot of people think that's crazy, because you never want to lose. But what it did was we lost early, and so we went back and watched the film and kind of figured out what we're not doing right, and we fixed it before the tournament. And so we really, like, got that time to prepare and fix something that was a weakness and really made our team better before the tournament. And I really felt like that was something that helped us go on and win the whole thing.
Man. And so there it was, there in St. Louis.
It was Detroit.
Detroit. How was it when that buzzer went off and you were able to be the national champion?
For me, it was a relief, to be honest with you. There were right. so many expectations, and me, I was playing through an injury the whole year. And it was a great feeling because coming off last year, we had lost in the Final Four. And we beat Michigan State in Detroit during the collapse of the economy. And so there was a bunch of people talking about how Michigan State's destined to win the whole thing. They're going to fix the car industry right here at the Final Four. And so we came through there, and we'd already beaten Michigan State by about 20 on that same field, on that same court, I think about December. And then coming back and winning the whole title, it was a relief for me because I was done with college. It's the best way to go out. And I know Ty, Wayne, and those guys, you know, Ed was even talking about the NBA. And so it was a good note to leave on. And it also gave those other guys that were thinking about leaving an opportunity to leave, because once you win the whole tournament and it really makes sense to leave, you can leave on a, you can leave college on a good note. But for me personally, it meant a ton to it meant so much to me, because all that work I put in up to that moment, from not only from at Carolina, but, you know, you're like me, you know, I was sneaking into gyms when I was in junior high that didn't have, they had no AC, sweating, putting in the work.
That's right.
Going running in the track in the middle of summer when it's 105 out. And it was like all that stuff had meant something. It wasn't just for me. It wasn't just a meditation session for me to clear my mind and go put that work in. It's that all that work added to something that was more important to myself. Right. And it really made sense at that moment. And, you know, I've been chasing that feeling ever since. Winning like that. And I think as athletes, especially professional athletes, whenever you end your season on a win, it's like something that drives you to get that feeling again. And I would say sometimes not everyone likes winning, you know, but they hate losing more than they like to win, if that makes sense to anybody. Okay. Because winning on that last note is a great special feeling, and it makes all that work make sense.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that was a blessing to finally, you know, finish a great collegiate, you know, career. Mm-hmm. But a national championship, that's one thing that eluded me, which I always look back and wish that I could have done. But I'm so happy that to get all of those components done, because that's something that you were chasing. That was something that you wanted for yourself. And then you were blessed to do those things, man. And the greatest part about it is, man, like I said before, you know, I know you may not feel this way, but you know, you're one of the greatest to ever put that uniform on at the University of North Carolina. And I think it's even better when people that have worn that uniform, when they can tell you, hey, man, you're one of the greatest to ever play. Because I think that means something. I mean, it's always great to have people from the outside, you know, perspective and celebrate you. But I think it means a lot to have those guys that have done the same things you've done to celebrate you as well. And I'm here to tell you, man, it was what it was. You earned it. You know, I'm just it's funny because we've never talked about this. You know what I mean? We've never talked about this. So, you know, man, I'm not your father. I'm just like a big brother, man. But I'm proud of you, because, like I said, I think back to that conversation that Rasheed and I had. You walked out of the gym today, and I said, "Hey, man, he's different. He's special." I said, and me and she, you know, we both said, "Hey, man, it's something about him that you know, it's he's going to do something great, you know what I mean? And Naismith Player of the Year, that was awesome. But then also being able to bring the championship, Tyler, hey, man, you know, it's well-earned. That's the best way to put it, well-earned.
Yeah, it's man, that means a lot to me, Shimon, that, you know, having the respect of your peers, you know, because they know what the work is like. You know, you guys put that grind in. And also players like you that have come before the early stage of UNC, like the Phil Fords, the Worthies, and those guys really set the foundation for guys like me, you know, and the future players that come along. And so to be in that category and get that respect, that means about as much as anything. And North Carolina basketball, we have a strong tradition, and we have a lot of alumni that really care about the program and the direction it's heading and the kids. And so to have that respect from a lot of those guys means a world. And it was, you know, the program, the university, it means so much to me. And it was a great experience. It's I love everything about it.
Yeah. Well, I wanted to ask you about a few things that may have gone on in your career, not your career, but your college career. Do you remember hitting a big shot against Virginia Tech your junior year?
Oh, yeah.
Tell me about that.
I know exactly what happened. You probably remember the play. I think it was Long Beach, end of the game, old Coach Smith play. Somehow Ty was dribbling it. And I was on the side. I think Ty shot a mid-range or whatever. And I kind of tracked it with my eyes, and I kind of saw it go out there. I grabbed the rebound. I didn't think there was much time left, so I kind of shot it. And on the way up, I was fouled. If you look, right. I was going up for my shot, and he hit my arm as I was going. And so – I made it kind of faded. It was kind of like a grab it quick shot thing. And I didn't think there was any time. And so I started running up and down the court, kind of celebrating. And then Wayne came and grabs me. Hey, they got the ball. There's time. And I was like, oh, no. I was like, turned around. I was like, oh, man, we got played. I thought I ended it. And I always laugh about that. But, no, I get a lot of people that come up and they ask about that. My celebration was pretty funny. You know, I can't dance. I never could dance. and so that was about as good as I can get, unfortunately, sad as it sounds. But, no, that was pretty fun.
Well, the one thing I can say about you now, I can say this about you in pickup. You were the most fouled player that I've ever played pickup with in my life. Like, you know, that's what kind of, you know, what kind of stood out there. I said, so – you getting fouled and hitting that shot, man, you know, for those who don't know, that's nothing new. That you're built for that. You're built for that. Also wanted to ask you about when you played UNC Asheville and you got a dunk over the young man from Asheville who happened to be 7'7". Mm-hmm. You know, how was that for you? You know, a lot of fans, you know, you see that dunk a lot. And so, you know, a lot of people would love to hear your perspective on that.
Yeah. It was Kenny George, 7'7", leading up to that moment. He was blocking everything. He was having a heck of a game. We played against him the year before, and he had he'd really improved, and he's learning how to use his height and block different shots. And so he was kind of taking a lot of people out of their game. And so I remember I caught it at the free throw line. And I think he might have blocked my shot a couple of times. Like, I'm done with this. I'm just going to try to go right through him. And a lot, as a basketball player, a lot of fans don't know this, but the best way to approach a shot blocker is go right through him. And so don't give him space. And so he gave me some room, so I went right at him. And he didn't jump, so I went right through his arms to dunk it. And it kind of set the tone. I know I looked at Kenny, and I could tell he was pretty distraught, but that was a big play. Right. That changed the momentum of the game too, but, you know, no one expected, you know, looking at it, you know, he's had a whole foot on me. And,
right.
You know, didn't expect that. That was great.
My last question, when it's all said and done, what would you like for all of the Carolina family to know about Tyler Hansbrough?
The one thing is I would like everyone to know is like how I leave my time at Carolina is I earned everything I got. And what I – all those awards and accomplishments and wins that we got as a team and all the success that I've had is I put in the work to earn that. No one gave me that. And I think a lot of kids could use that now, and they can listen to that message. If you want to win a game, go out and earn it. Do the small things, box out, rebound. You know, I wasn't crazy athletic. I wasn't always the most talented. But like you said, no one worked harder than us. No one put that work in, developed their game. I ran up and down the court fast because I was one of the best in shape. And so I earned all that through hard work and dedication and commitment to the game. And we made some lot of sacrifices, you know, whatever you want to say it was. But we focused on basketball and put that work in and earned everything that we got. And that was something I like to leave kids with nowadays.
Yeah, man. Well, Tyler, I'm very, very, like I said before, proud of you. Love you. I mean, man, you just it's kind of like for me, I always felt like I worked hard. And nothing against anybody else, but you know, that's what people know me as, working hard. And when you start going down the line, you don't find other people. And so to see you work hard and to see you accomplish what you accomplished, it's kind of like, you know, like for me, it was validation. Like, you know what? You can achieve greatness. You know what I mean? You can achieve and be that person. And, you know, I think for you and I think we probably need to find our next individual that can run that light bill up.
Yeah.
Down at UNC.
Yeah. And so, hey, Shamal, man, I'm proud of you as well, man. I appreciate everything. Thanks for having me on. And
yeah, man.
Yeah, we'll find that other player soon. That'll be fun.
Yeah, we're gonna find him, man. You got to get out there and find him. We got to get that light bill up. We got to get that light bill up. But ladies and gentlemen, let's make sure we say thank you to one of the greatest to ever play at the University of North Carolina. And make sure that anytime you get an opportunity to see him out in public, you can say hello to him. He's a most definitely physical, imposing player on the court, but he's a great person off the court. Ladies and gentlemen, let's thank you again, Tyler, for participating in the Carolina's conversation. We appreciate you, man.
Thank you. Thank you, Mom.